This point of this mission is to say a whole bunch of cases where we find, although the Torah just mentioned maybe a type of animal, it really is quite broad to include all living species. So I haven't shown you ever called behemoth and philosopher. Regarding bow, which we've learned now, there's no difference between a show or any other type of behemoth. There, if you fall into a bow, you are tied. So the world can explain why did it mention show. Okay, we'll see. Now, Froshes Har Sinai. Also regarding Froshes Har Sinai, the same on offer. Regarding what animals were allowed to go onto Har Sinai, although the Torah might have said, behemoth, it doesn't mean that behemoth means also high and roof. What's not good, Mina? Why should Mitcher come to tell us something that's not relevant anymore? No, 2,000 years ago, there was something called a mountain terrier. And then it says, 3,300 years ago, thank you so much, of course, very right. And that's not a bit shaky here. So 3,300 years ago, there was something called mountain terrier. And then the Torah said, behemoth can't go up, it didn't mean just behemoth, it meant also a fire, it meant also oath. Why is the mission to tell us something? My, the have haver, what has been is being. No need to speak things out.
What's the limit?
What's not from here?
Oh, the nafka limit?
Yeah, there is any nafka limit?
Yeah.
Well, what we spoke about. One second, you know, I've probably got something important. So, but we spoke about it. Why didn't you think? It says, but to the boy, to the Gefel, Aveda, all those other things we're trying to get out. So, why did we talk about Afrosh and Afsina? Yeah. Every comment. Okay, I'll come and share now. Okay, okay. I'll come and share. I'm in share. I'll speak later. Okay, so, why did you tell me that for Shasim? So, why was I going to be, since you're already saying all the other cases, we say this one as well, it's not to you, the mission is coming to tell me how long on its own. It could be a shah, but there is another shah which first is so awesome. And that is that what would be if a person would say, I ask on myself or any animal that wasn't allowed to go on our sunnah. Right? So then we have to know what it is. Is that just the chayes or the tafka neimas? Maybe you know this. There is an afkir min in the night. Right? There's an afkir min in the night.
My question is, why is this the second
one? Well, the first one, though, you can understand because that's what the whole pig's been about. No, that's not that. Because since the reason why this fish is telling you to ask is just learning that bow. And based on bow, we're moving on to all the other things as well. It's not Meseches Har Sinai.
The Mishnah
of Bo wasn't meant as a Meseches, right? It was written as a different Mishnah. As a parent. The parent of Bo. The Mishnah itself should have been standing in front of Torah.
Okay, so I'm saying
that this Mishnah was learned in the Parsha of Bo, the Perek of Bo. That's why we start with Bo. So, Lafrosh Har Sinai, the Shlumi Kefel, that also the Shlumi Kefel, even though it's only Mashma, only some animals really means all of them. Hashav Saveda, Trika, everyone knows what that is. If you see an animal with the load on its back, you have to unload it. Chasima, an animal working, threshing the wheat, you're not allowed to cover its mouth while it's eating. It's actually show with issues. It's show by Dafka show. Is it Dafka show? No, so the Mishnah is not Dafka show. All types of animals. Kalayim, it's also said by Kalayim, it's not a show of Hamoy Yaptov with silver. Yeah, that's one day, but it's not a show of Hamoy Yaptov. You mustn't do Harisha with the show and a Hamoy together. Is an Issa also to the Harisha together with the show and an ostrich? Would that also be also? What about the silver Kalayim? Also, the Issa of Kalayim against the Gemara is to make like a mule that's made from Kalayim. Is made from Kalayim. So there's an issue to do that. So is that Dafka with behemoths, or is that also to cross an English word for Kalayim, to make
breeding,
crossbreed from two types of Ophis to that issue? We'll see as we go along. The Shabbos said on Shabbos that the behemoth shouldn't work on Shabbos. What type of behemoths? So we're going to see as well that all type of behemoths. So when it says in the Mishnah, it says all these cases, Behema, Tamach, Behema, Behein, Chayo, Ba'oif, Kirijan. So too, Chayo and Oif are similar to it. What's the difference between a Behema and a Chayo? That's very basic. Normally it works out, but it can't really be. So, Moshe, there's a lot of that. You're allowed to, you have to do, kiss her down to a Chayo. But not to a behemoth. You have to do the kisei adam. It's not mistaber that the halacha is a kisei adam. It just happens to be that you should know that certain animals we domesticate, and based on what we domesticate, it's a halacha is a kisei adam. Also, chelev. You're allowed to eat the chelev of a chayav, but you're not allowed to eat the chelev of a behemoth. So again, it's a bit unlikely that it just happens to be the animals that we domesticate, those are the ones that we not allowed to eat, but the ones that aren't domesticated are.
Chelev
of a chayav.
Yeah.
Not exactly true either. It's not also the gedda. So what is the gedda? It's definitely a good. If you want to,
like, what's the law?
You write that separate thing. That one mouth, one chelev is the behemoths eat vegetables. Don't eat meat. And chayes eat meat.
Deers?
Deers eat meat.
Really?
Yeah. Very cool. I'd say carnivores.
Carnivores are herbivore.
Right.
Huh?
Carnivores are meat. Yeah. So
deers? So, I thought they were herbivores. Deers?
We can check up on your Google.
Well, actually, the fact that they have this digestive system is kosher.
That's what they're abundant.
What? Back into kosher. Because their digestive system is like
they're not tooth. They're known to attack, to kill. I mean, a lion, a tiger, they're tooth, the animals which are tooth. Tree is not that. But if you give a piece of meat, they would eat meat. So, although you can check on your Google, that's the information I've received, but I haven't checked on Google. So, I'm based on my shaman that said it. But one mile.
Rishonim or Rishon?
I seem to remember it's Ramban. I'm trying to check out
again.
Interesting. Yeah.
So the chiluk is that they keep me first coming.
That is.
But horses are, do they eat me?
Yeah.
I know they eat roots. I'm
sure that.
Okay, I will check that out. So, do my bottom end of the same. So, that's why I'm mixing that anyway. I think it was wrong. For now, that's what we'll say. I'll check up afterwards and then say. So when we say Behema, I don't mean that. Behema means Chaya and Oif as well. Good. Okay, now I'm going to show you Chamois. Why didn't say Shaya Chamois? Let's do that because we're over. So, you think the normal things, which animals normally go up on the Mount Sinai, showing Hamoi, those are the ones that are more frequent by the tigers who wouldn't have had so much. Says the Mishnah, and from Shah Sinai, in Behemoth Ish, the Pasuk says in Behemoth Ish, Lo Yale, they mustn't go up on Har Sinai. Banan man bin on chayav oif big man. We include not only behema, but also chayav and oif. There should be a gamma of yav, the steam is shoy at chamoy. Rashna. Sorry, the last name?
He's in Gemara.
Oh, sorry, Rashi. I thought you said Sina. Yeah, I was looking. Sorry, sorry, sorry. The first time I said Rashi. In behema of ishtiv. The positive is in behema of ish, banan man bin on chayav oif. And we include also Chai and Oif. We extend it Chai and Oif. The Gemara. Gemara will discuss it. The Teshumi Kefal, the second Rashi, Teshumi Kefal, I can understand. Mishoy Abayat Chamoy. Even about Teshumi Kefal, it says Mishoy Ad Chamoy. So maybe it's Mishoy Ad Chamoy. No. Shah Abayim of Chai and Abayim of Gemara. We will include also other type of Abayim and Chais, Dachim Bekuru, and all the examples mentioned in the Mishnah. If not, we include other things as well, other animals as well. Pika, but Pika, as it tells you, you have to help him. If you see an animal overloads him, you need to help him. The Karai.
Can we translate those words?
As it to help.
It's usually to abandon.
It's very interesting. The certain words in Lashon HaKodesh, which have a double opposite, can be used to create one and to create the opposite. I mean, just saying also could mean to leave a person.
It's a really good man.
Right. But also you tell that it means to help. You should surely help. The Kelai, the Hambo. Kelai, so this trash is explaining Kelai of Hambo first. Kelai of breathing. Avagam, the Sri Behemto of Vesam Bia. Kelai, so it sounds like Behema, Havelami Chai, or if the flower is including also Chai, or if we have a Gmoy. So too by Kalaim of Parisha, also there is a Shachamai doesn't mean Dafka Shachamai, it means other ones as well. So why is it Dafka saying? Why is it possible to say Shachamai? That was a classic animal that would be found there.
What does it mean, Kalaim
of leading? When you're working in the field, you need a share and hover together in
all the school. Why doesn't Rosh say Farisha?
It's not Dafka Farisha. Dafka Farisha is also using two animals to pull and put a wagon together. So it's just an example. The Pasuk says it's Safri Shayla Tomoyo. The method is anything which they're working together to pull something along. Fine, says the Gemara. Here the Gemara lists all the keys, all the way of Macarius, how we know. It's named after Behema, Huali, Chayav Oif. And the figure Saboi, which is the first of the Mishnah, and the subject of our period. The figure Saboi, Kesev, Yoshiv, with Olov, Tziv. We learned how to end it. It's possible, Kesev, Yoshiv, with Olov, Kol, the Isli, Bayim. Whatever, Bayim. Kedoma, like we learned the Gemara, with Aleph. Unfortunately, I've seen I have here. Unfortunately, I've seen I. It's referring to any type of animal. But the Pasuk says, "Behemim ish lo yich." Here says Rashi says, "Gemar v'chayav v'chlal behemim." It says behemim toyah. It's a generic term which means animals that walk on four legs, including chayav. And why does it say in behemim ish? Why is it in? The rabbi says the opus include also. So here you see. Any bird that goes walks onto the Har Sinai will be Chayav Sia.
Because the S is
no. It's on the Har Sinai, not flying.
Fly.
Yeah, not flying above.
Only on the ground.
Right.
On that fish.
The Slowly Kevin. Kidamina. The Slowly Kevin, like it says, I'll call Val Pesha. Call our cold mapesh. Says cold mapesh. It's going to include every verb. Shia doesn't make a difference if it was a shoulder did it, or a chamayla did it, or an ostrich did it. If I was to share, because of that, my animal went ahead and damaged Karen and Bichayev to pay. If I didn't look after it, and because of that, it got stolen. I'll be trying to pay careful.
Oh, right. So it's a shomer after it's stolen.
Yeah.
Why isn't the shomer as opposed to the gun?
I thought, one thing we could check on the permission. Sorry, it's not based. Then the pasuk goes on. I told about patience. This means if, let's say, he made sure that was stolen, and it turns out it wasn't, then the guy who has to pay the shtetl. Okay, go on. I told about pesha. Says Rashi that she needs a shakron b'shuro also. She either ate him shuro also gone, but Adam remained that he himself stole it. Then he has to pay kefal, right? So since it's not called about pesha, so it means on for any type of sheep like that. So you have to pay kefal. Okay. Now Shamas Aveda, the chol amid sachicho. Shamas Aveda says the chol amid sachicho can include all types of avedas. The briko, oh, so now briko comes a bit with more. Interesting one, because by Greek there's no call, there's no ribu. So how do you know Greek of the ribu? How do you know it includes all animals? It says Gemara Yanish Chamoy Chamoy Mishabes. Says Chamoy by Greek of, and it says Chamoy by the second process of the voice by Shabbos. So just like by Chamoy Shabbos is not up to Chamoy, it's all animals, which we have to see how we know that soon. So too Chamoy of Greek of means all animals. So to chasimo, by chasimo means a saksim shevidisha, the animal can't work while being muzzled. How do you know it includes all animals? It says shevidisha. Yalev shev shev shavis. And the second one says, it says shev. And just like there, it doesn't that be shev. You're going to see soon. So too, by chasimo, it doesn't mean that be shev, as we will see soon.
But isn't the Gemara discuss Shabbos first as the source?
Because the mission didn't discuss it first.
I'd say, well, same question.
Why did the mission, yeah. Yeah, what's the saying of the mission? The mission spoke about Shabbos at the end. Not sure. I don't know. Kelaim. In Kelaim, the Farisha, if we're talking about the Kelaim of Farisha, which Rashi called Hanhagel, but the Gemara is calling it from the Pasuk of Risachri Shev Chamoy, Yalev Shoy Shev Shabbos, we learn it says Risachri Shoy Chamoy Yachdot. So it says Shoy, so Shoy will tell us Shabbos.
Didn't we use that already?
No,
we just said Shoy.
Yeah, and what do you want to say? The same Shoy of Shabbos we're using for a few different days of Shabbos. Right? It's is that allowed?
Is it the same because they're a shower just with different?
It's the same words. It's the same word.
Can you say that?
We're using it twice.
Is it the same
thing? We just had the instance beforehand that we said we can't use it because it's not possible. We used it for.
Case of something else. Maybe it's the same. Sustainably we're being applied to the devices. Perhaps. It's not a different language. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just wanted to check up the positive first. Yeah, so, but the Torah said the Shodokot, the Torah said the Shabbos Shodokot, what did it mean? Shodokot meant all type of animals, but Shodokot doesn't always have to mean all type of animals. So it isn't there a Shabbos, that means Shodokot, isn't there a Shabbos, it's like the Shodokot here, it means Shodokot there. So it's Yasgar Ara, let me think of the
song. Yasgar Ara. That match up with other shores
about. Is there something wrong using same J Shabbat here to tell me from all the places where it says Shoy in the Torah, it means all types of animals.
You can't otherwise have a whole discussion on the board which is ended by a shore.
Oh.
If we already know that shore is all other animals, then why do we need to say how more?
Very good question. Yossi Yeshua is asking, if Shoei Ben Shabbos tells me all types of animals, so why did the Mishnah have to come on? Why did Baikoi have to come onto a new pasuk of Kesev Yoshi Liv Olov? Why don't we just learn how from Shoei to tell me all types of animals? Right? That is Tosfos Kasha on the Dalit on the Aleph, that's the second place. That's why we have to small first. And that is, well done, Moshe Givanta, that is the Kasha place. Now, once you have this Joshua Shoei, then we don't need any more Kesev Yoshi Liv Olov. That's the Kasha place. Very good. So yeah, so you are, I'm not sure how Gzei Shabbos works so much. But it's true, there's something called once you use the Gzei Shabbos, you can't use it again. But here, it's all come and tell me the same halacha. Come and tell me that Shabbos means all types of Shabbos, for that. Everyone else can tap into the same Josh. I'm not sure. But I mean, what are you saying? So answer your question. I'm afraid that's what you have to say.
To answer your question, could you say that until we come more to exclude Kevin?
No, but why do we need Kesev Yoshi with Olav?
I know.
Why do we need Kesev Yoshi with Olav? All animals, I heard from Shoei.
Why
do I need Kesev Yoshi with Olav to tell me all animals? Shoei, Hamori, Shoei, Chai, Oif, are included by Bori. Take a play, since it's Shoei, you don't have the Shabbos. All types of animals.
That's
Kesev Yoshi with Olav.
I thought I would answer it though, because isn't Shor already being used to exclude Adam? Shor below Adam, so how can it be Shor below Adam and all the randoms? I mean,
that's a shame. We shall see. Very good. We'll see why he doesn't. Okay, so where are we up to now? Shabbos! So we're saying, well done, Shoei. Come on, Mishnah Belachan. Come to the places. The Kelayim. Ikran, the preacher, Yalif, Shoei, Shoei, Shabbos. Ikran, the Bo, Yalif, Behem, Tocho, Mishabbos. If it's Kelayim of Harbo, it says Behema, also not says the Libris. So just like Behema, that says the Libris means all types of Behema. So too, of breeding, or crossbreeding, means all types of Behema. So now the Gemara asks, we got Shabbos in all. How do we know really about Shabbos this day? We're learning everything from Shabbos. How do you know about Shabbos? That means all types of animals. So he needs a little bit of a kiss in the Torah. The Tanya. If you're examining the Shulam Mishma, there were two Aseret Zedibros written in the Torah, right? The Parshas Yisrael and Parshas Vayetzkan. The Dibros in Shulam is Nehemah, Abdechov, Amosko, Vayetzkan. The man in Noach, which behemoths are mentioned or specified specifically in the first that says the verse?
Behemoths.
No specific animal. When you move on to says the verse, there, the Gemara, the Pasuk, does speak out which behemoth. So the Pasuk says there, does specify which animals. So why did it say, so we have slight discrepancy between the two says and Libris. So what do we learn from that? Libris, we show you is Nema, I'm from Moscow, I'm Tefa. Libris, I'm reading his Nema, we show you from America, I'm a cold behind. But I show you from America, I'm a cold behind, or you show you from America included in all behind movies. So why did it say, in the sense of Libris, a Shmier is why did it say, show you from America, said with all the animals. Why did it say also Shmier from America? Veloma Yotsu, Lo Yimilako, it's come to teach you, Masha, you become a Doma Ka. Domo Ka. Ready. Lo Yimilako, Masha, Masha, you become a Domo Ka. Chai, Lo Yifki, Yitven, that just like the Sheikh Hamoy that's mentioned here, is Chai, Lo Yifki, Yitven, is including Chai, Lo Yif, just like Sheikh Hamoy, Masha, Sadibus. means also Chayv. So too, Afkol. So too, every time we have a word, Shayv Chamoy, it means Kol, it's coming Chayv Oiv period. So we don't have Shabbos. Says Shayv Chamoy, it means all types of animals. So why do we see that? Yes. Why did it say Shayv Chamoy? It's going to teach you. Just like the Shayv Chamoy Domon kind of mentioned it. In the sense of the Bishoshnis, Hashemeshara is Chayv Oiv Kirit Tzmehen, is going to include also Chayv Oiv. Very good. That's the question you're meant to be asking. I've called Chayv Oiv Kirit Tzmehen. So, too, everyone else is Chayv Oiv Kirit Tzmehen. So, I think we're double saying it right. Ron seems to be saying it as well. Don't have it any hundreds of Joshua. It's one Joshua from Shabbos. Shabbos taught us that when it says Kobra, it says Shoy or Chamor in the Torah, it means all types of animals. So just like the Shabbos, it means all types of animals, and Oifoy, so to everyone else. So now Yossi asked, very nice, how do you know by Shabbos? That's what it means. And that's what the Gemara is going to come to in a minute. The Gemara hasn't said it yet. The Gemara is going to lead to in a minute where we know that Chayv Oif is included in the Shabbos. And now the Gemara is going to work again. But before we get there, let's see some Rashi, so we shouldn't get too lost in the Rashi. Says Rashi.
This Afkol Chayav Lo'och Be'etzibayim.
Afkol.
It's not a question, it's a statement.
Yeah.
It's never a question.
No, it's not. Like, but he was going to say, man, Afkol. Says Rashi. Rashi, the first Rashi on the Gemara. Chayav Bechlal Behim. First Russian Midwar, Chai Bechal Behema, Echsiv, Zoyza Behema. Chai is included in the Behema, how do you know that? Echsiv, Zoyza Behema Shetoyimu. These are the behemoths you're allowed to eat. And what's listed in this, in that passage, what's listed in the things that you're allowed to eat? Zoyza Behema Shetoyimu. Shoy, Sex, Sovim, Seizin. There's the name of behemoths. And then it carries on, Ayon, Utsvi, Vechmo. And it said with the introductory note, says Rashi there, this is going to teach us that Chaya is included in Behema. That's why it says, Zoy Sabema Shitrechelus.
Maybe only the kosher ones.
Huh? Only the kosher animals are called Chayas. Why should we not do that? Yes, Rashi came on. Why do we only list Ayel Tzviv and Chol Akhmedishem Tzuri Zomer? Rashi there says, Rashi in the Chumash, that always when the Torahs come to list, they will list the smaller amount. For instance, by Oifos, which Oifos are kosher, the Torah doesn't say. The Torah says which Oifos are not kosher. Why? Because there's less Oifos which are not kosher than kosher. So the Torah lists these you can't and the rest you can. And by Chayis, the Torah says the ones you can. And also by Behemoth, the Torah says the ones you can. So Rashi says it's come to teach us there's more Behemoth you cannot eat than you can eat. More Behemoth are forbidden to eat them, more Chayis are forbidden to eat them than you can. And therefore the Torah lists stuff called these. So behold, more computers in the world. Okay, now the next avoid is start working out what these animals are exactly. That's not for now. It's the Rabbi Carmel's living Torah is what we can explain what all these are. But each one's an avoid. So we're going to be translating big. And then you have Yachmo and Akhir and Disha and Urik, so these are more complicated. So, which is a zebra, not zebra, giraffes. Right, zebra, might be giraffe. Huh? Right, why? What's giraffe? It's like a musical note. Okay, interesting. So, because that's not my way to reach, we don't have a camera. So, that is my co-assist, Rashi, here in Baba Kamer, that Behema and Chayis included under the generic term of Behemos. Because the Torah said that. Zoyza Behema Shetachelu, and then it carries on. A few words afterwards, says things which are called Chayis. But feel dobish embryo Rashi, not even animals. Even things which don't have rochaim, we learn that from the words called bakshir. It's certainly included in that, certainly oifis and chayis. And then from Shabbos, the seer, shoyachal, vachamorichal, vachol, vahemchal, Rashi, getting around to us, where we'll see the Shabbos is the shoyachal and behemah. So that's why we're being to learn from shoy to the altar, behemah to the altar, and chayah to the altar. The Dibrois are showing his name, sorry, Mr. Rashi, Yadif, Bentchal, Bentchal, Shabbos, Malalo, just like a Shabbos, Chayvay, Bechlal, Chayvay, is going to be included, Kimu, Fash, with Malalo, the Gemara is going to explain, Fash, come in, the Gemara is going to explain, so too, Kalayim is including all types of names. Then we said, Yadif, Bentchal, Bentchal, Shabbos, Malalo, Chayvay, Bechlal, just like a Shabbos, Chayav is included in the Fashion Cafe. Sorry, the Nibbish Yishayin is here. Next up, the Nibbish Yishayin is Nema Behem Tukho. In the first Nibbish, there was a Fashion Yisrael is in Behem Tukho. Lo Nema Behem Shoy Vechamor. It doesn't specify what type of animals. From Nibbish Yishayin is very nice. In the second one, Hoistim Litzko Yishayin Vechamor. It does mention Shoy Vechamor. But Lohi, why did you mention Shabbat in the second Dibros? Afim Bechal Kol Be'entcho, they're included in the Kol Be'entcho, Ha'omu Mitzidon Havi, which was said, stated right next to it. Shabbat Ha'omu Bechal Be'entcho. So Mitzidon, right next to it, the word next to it is Bechal Be'entcho. So why didn't it say Shabbat Ha'omu to teach us Shabbat Ha'omu Omu Kan? Chayav Oif, then just like Shevach HaMoed has mentioned it, includes Chayav Oif. But I come from a Farish, Tamir, so we're going to see where we know it from. We know it from, so Rashi gives us the answer with the call. It says, Vekol, Mashmar Ribui, is coming to include everything. So it says, Vekol Bencho means everything. So Rashi really gives the game away. We haven't seen that yet, come on. Rashi felt the need to tell us. When we say we learn that from Shabbos, it means we learn that from Shabbos, and the Shabbos is the Shoy and Chamoy, Vechol Be'entchol. Vechol Be'entchol means every other type of Behema, Chaya, and Goyish as well.
And we all.
Vechol? Ribu.
What?
Behema even includes Chaya. So why is it Vechol? Ribu to include also Oifus. Right. Okay. Avchol. Mokim, Shenema, Shoy, Vechamoy. Every place with Sidon Torah, Shech Amorik, Rika, Hasima, Medomen, and Chayav Oif, Kirit, Medomen, and similar to that, Chayav Oif, Kirit, and Chayav also included. So I want to just stress what Rodovitz said before is right, that it's not really the Shabbos so much, it's more a Gilui, the Torah and the Galatas Chayav, by Ancestor Liberus. And whenever it says Shech Amorik, it doesn't mean specifically Shech Amorik, it means every type of animal and yeah.
Is there also even sometimes a court is coming to exclude something?
Yeah, 1 second, I'm not going to talk about it. Yep. Says the Gemara right before. So now the Gemara now wants to know this, what Yossi asked. How do you know by Shabbos? How do you know by Shabbos that includes everything? Rashi told us how, like, we have to ignore Rashi. We don't know Rashi. We don't know how you know by Shabbos. The Gemara's not going to work out. How would we know by Shabbos that all animals, chayos, ufis, are included in the word show? So it says this. We come in Shabbos, we know. The Tanya, we really say, I'm sure, Shoyen, the difference we change is that I went slightly back because we need it for the flow. The Rebbe Yisrael, I'm sure, I'm sure, I'm sure. We had a place, we come in Shabbos, Ben Chom in Shabbos. Almost the middle of the page. In the first difference, it says just Behema. It's included in the category of Kol Behema. The Lomi Yotzu, Lomachoma, Shevachamari, the Omul Kam, Chavoyf Gitzvet, Avkol Chavoyf Gitzvet. So that is what we learned already, and now the Gemara is going to work on this. Amen. How do you know that? Maybe the Behema, the Dibros, so you're showing that is Klal, Maybe the behemoth mentioned in the first Bigo will be a cloud. We've all heard of the music of cloud grass, right? So maybe this is a classic cloud of grass. A cloud in the first Dibros, and a prat in the second Dibros. And what's the rule when you have a cloud and a prat? Much of a prat. So Mela, it should only be Shoen Chamorin. How do you know to include any animal other than Shoen Chamorin? Never mind Oifos. How do you know to include that sheep? How do you know that? Maybe it's a cloud and a prat. Very good question, Mishra. I have a role today, quite right. Tosfos got a catch on it. They normally don't make a lot of breath with this if they're not talking. If they're well apart, you can't really make with Imam to Mokha Batoya. Maybe it's not a lot of breath, maybe it's a breath of blood. Imam to Mokha. So, how can we make this cloud of breath? Imam to Mokha Batoya means that there's no really order in what the Torah is saying. In Mokha, there's no earlier and later in the Torah. In order to make a cloud of prat, the critical point is to know which one came first. Is there a cloud of prat or is there a prat of cloud? There's different droshes. So if it's too far apart, you can't make such a drosha. So how can we do it here? Pasha's true. The yes, sorry, the Pasha is Chama.
Obviously, no way. One came first. You know, Sushan was the
first. Yeah. How do you know that?
Because they were destroyed in the
second one. How do you know what's written in the Torah is what was said first? How do you know what was written in the Torah is what was said first? Anyway,
we had the echo.
Don't ask this guy.
I was there.
You were there. So don't ask this guy, and this is the question. We'll jump to Tosis. That's going to show us it. The question with top Tosis. The question with the Klala Pratam or Falkins ever there. The Achronis, we show you Schodam also. The Zocho, the Shomo, the Dibro, and Bodnam. Zocho and Shomo were said together. So Yossi said, that we know which one's first. It's nonsense. Both were said together. There was Zohar that was said in Bashan's ear, sorry, and the Shomai said Bashan was kind of said together. Zohar and Shomai did that.
How was it said together?
They were said together.
What was said together?
Zohar and Shomai.
We're talking about
no,
the
one. What
the
one?
What was
said together?
What was said together?
So, it says Tosis.
What was said together?
So, says Tosis, since they were said together, they can be used a cloud of prat.
Come on,
because it's like one of psukim, one self psukim. Then we can say a cloud of prat. How do you know which one to put first? And since the Torah set them like this, it's just a cloud of in mukhtu mukhtu of the prat. Here was the Torah wrote the first of it and the second of it together. Because they were set together, it's written together as well. Okay, that's this. I don't want to take away from that problem much, so we can discuss the test after.
Okay.
But just to show us, I went to the tesis, but if I was wrong, I was wrong on that. I was wrong in going to the tesis, could be, but it says that, so where are we holding the Gemara? So the Gemara is saying, maybe it's a cloud of prat. How do you know? But how do you know on Shabbos it's also to work with a sheep? How do you know? Says the Gemara, Omri, they answered, the Mishnah answered, the Chol, the Hendacha, the Dibris are very nice, Chozer Kolan. It's a cloud of Prat of Kolan, because there's another word after the Shoen Chamor. It says called Hendacha. So you have Ema of the Kolan Rishay, and you have the Shoen Chamor on the Prat, and then you have the Chol Hendacha, which is the Kolan Shemi. So you have a cloud of Prat of Kolan. So the maker, we now know that sheep you mustn't work with, and the cats and dogs you can't work with, because it's all included in the clan of rats or the clan. Maybe the Gemara. Clan of the clan. Yeah, they don't have the king of rats. Clan of the clan. You can only. So this is not a question here. This is still saying, clan of the clan. Yeah, don't have the king of rats. Ma prat mufurish bali chayim, I've called bali chayim. So klana prat klan, you learn like the prat, just like the prat is bali chayim, so too all bali chayim. So we now know cats, dogs, sheep, all types of bali chayim, you can't work with on Shabbos. Maybe you want to have peima, ma prat mufurish, dovish nirosi mitama b'maga b'maso. You remember this type of question? We had it by going. Maybe the prat, one of the two brought in. We had Shoen Chamorin. So we have to have care in the prat. Can the bright would mean things which are similar to Shana Kamari? One similar to Shana Kamari, they're both living animals, that's true, but there's something more unique about them. What's more unique about Shana Kamari? Both have Tumas Naveva. They both have Tumas Naveva. They're both with Tamim and Magabamaso. So maybe. Maybe the Torah is coming to exclude Oifois. Oifois are not Mitame Bamaga Bamaso. So how do you know that you can't work with Oifois and Shabbos? How would you work with an Oifois and Shabbos?
Send as a messenger.
Right, very good. Send as a messenger. That would be one example. Or using an ostrich to plow or to schlep something would be another example. How do you know that you're not allowed to do melacha with an oifish and Shabbos? Because this is Shaykh Amoy. Shaykh Amoy is not enough to tell me all about it, right? Shaykh Amoy unique. Then the time of a Magad Bamasa. If you're right, that oifish are not included, so why does that mean say show it and chamoy? Just say show it, and I'll know show is mitame b'magav b'maso. So I know chamoy already. So why do you say chamoy? Must be coming to include oifus. Sounds familiar? Yeah, this is my boy. Exactly the same boy. They would say show it. If you read that, let's come and tell me things are mitame b'magav b'maso. So just say show it, and I'll know show it. Show is mitame b'magav b'maso, and anything similar to show it. Chamoy is also mitame b'magav b'maso. So why did he say chamoy? Must be coming to tell me something else. What's he coming to tell me? Oifus. Im kein nechtevach mona chapot. Says the Gemara, no. That's not going to be good. It's not going to work. Hay nechtev. Which one do you think we should write? Hay nechtevach mona. Ikos evach mona shoy. If we just say shoy. Havaminim. Hey, all of his havaminim. I would have thought. Koiv. The government is there in. Only something which is matim to be offered up on the mizbeach. So only a shoy and a kosher animal. How do you know chamoy? How do you know chamoy? Chamoy can't be offered up on the mizbeach. How do you know you can't work with a chamoy on Shabbos? Because I want a chamoy. So the Torah tells me chamoy. Because I want a chamoy. And the Torah tells me chamoy. Have a minute. And so just tell me chamoy. Why don't you just tell me chamoy? Chamoy tell me anything. Even something can't be offered up on the mizbeach. And something which is mitame b'maso. So why don't it show? No, not good enough. Because that you just had ikos rachmona chamoy hava min a kodesh b'vachori in shein kodesh b'vachori lo. I would have thought only something which is matim to be used to have kodesh b'vachori. So I wouldn't have a right to that. I'd have chamor would tell me things which have kedushin b'chayyah. Shoy would extend to even things that don't have kedushin b'chayyah, but only things which are offered up on the mizbeach. So how do you know oifos? Each one of them I need to tell me a little bit more. Chamor tells me all animals that have kedushin b'chayyah. Say that. And shoy tells me all animals, even if they don't have kedushin b'chayyah, but as long as they are only offered up on the mizbeach, or maybe work the other way around. Shoy tells me all animals that have can be offered up on the mizbeach, and Chamoy tells me even those that can't, they then push the prayer. So how do you know oifos? Also, Machmana. Because Machmana shows, I need to have Shoy to tell me even things which don't have push the prayer.
Can you just answer the question?
No, it's stuck. How do you know oifos? You can't tell me from the fact this is a shoy and chamoy, but maybe shoy and chamoy are limiting to animals. Why do I need both shoy and chamoy to limit animals? But having just said one, I would have thought only, and I had just said shoy, I would have thought only animals that can offer up on them is there. So I need chamoy to extend it to all animals. Or having just said chamoy, I would have thought only animals which can be. Which have conditions of Bechorah, so I need to show it to extend to all animals. How do you know Oifos? That's the answer. Here's the answer. How do you know Oifos included in Shabbos? Elo, Bechol, Bechol, Bechol. Bechol. is a ribui to include all other types of animals.
We don't ask the question like, wouldn't Shemna just write a foot?
Show, come along, before the behemoth.
Okay.
I believe you could ask the word as a quote.
I think that Mashon Adon Basta, I think, but we're not there yet, we're going to read on. I think it's over the bit of it. When we get there, it's like if I write time, we'll look at Mashon Adon Basta, we'll see. But it's a Yossi type of question. I think this time I actually found something who said something similar to what Yossi said. Okay, so, all right, let's see Rashi. Why didn't Torah just write Shur? Why didn't Torah just write Kamar? With Oshin on Kol, the Dominate Mishneh Tzadim should just say Shur. We would have learned from that anything which is similar to it in two ways. So I mean, it's both about Chai and it's the Tabak Ramas. But because of Edom, so why did it say also Kamar?
Why do we want two ways for
that? That means both it's about Chai. And it's also Metame the Masa.
How do we know we both as opposed to one? Why are we saying
the rule is that if you have a cloud of products, yeah, or cloud, has to be similar to the product. And if the Torah was really saying it has to be mamish similar to the show, there has to be a Balchai that's also Metame the Masa, then I wouldn't need you to say Hamari. So I can have all both those things from show.
Why are we fit? I don't think why two study, not one, or why not five?
And then
why two study?
The Gemara has a question. How do you let you include Ophis? What's the question? Shon Chamor are Malachai, and Ophis also Malachai. So, what was the question? Answer is no. Shon Chamor have something which is more unique. Besides being Malachai, they're also Matalot Magam Amasa. There are two things which link the two together.
And they also have.
I'll say, they're not asked more than in short time. So it's more than Opus. Opus has only one thing which is comparable to Shem Chamor. Mashim Kin Chamor, Shem Chamor has two things which are similar to each other. They're what? Shori is the Tamar is the Balchai, just like Opus. On that, they have the same. There also is Metam Magamamas, which isn't the same as Ophris. So maybe when the Torah says Shem Chamor is going to limit it to those that have those two similarities, as opposed to Ophris, only has the one similarity. So says the Gemara, if that would be the case, that we're saying Shem Chamor teaches only those things which have those double similarity, as opposed to Ophris, only has one similarity, then you could have done the same thing just by saying one word. Shoy, had the Torah said Shoy, I would have learned only things which are similar to Shoy in both those similarities. I wouldn't have been able to learn Ophis. So why does it say an extra word Chamor? It's going to include also Ophis. The extra word Chamor is coming to expand it. Not only those things which have two similarities to Shoy and Chamor, but also things which are even only similar to it in one way. Just the presence by the fact. Says Rashi, let's see that again. Nifta Bachman Achad Prot. Vidoshin and Kol the Dominate Mishnefa. If really the Torah wanted to exclude Ophis, should have just said one Prot. And we would have learned the only thing which is similar to it in both ways are included in this Shabbos. With the cross of Edom, since it says also Chamor, I'd say Chamor is an extra word, I don't need it. If Eina Inyan, the Dom, she's lost in the town. If I don't need it to teach me something that's also the time of a master, then I really know it first. So I teach it and use it to teach us Ophis. Why Ophis? Maybe come teach us a robot. Why Ophis? The dominant proto of a Hatsan, it's at least similar to the proto in one way. Ophis is somewhat similar to the Balechai, to the Shonech I mentioned. It might not be the time of a master. It is similar that it's got a Balchai. So if I got one word, show, I would tell you it has to be just show. Just show, no, just things which are similar to show. What's similar to show? Balchai, That's called similar to show. I wouldn't be able to learn Ophis because Ophis is not similar to show. Ophis is Baal Chai. It's not that similarity, but it's not the second one. So the Torah therefore adds the word Kamo. Why does the Torah say Kamo? So tell me those two similarities that are in here. I don't mean it. So why does the Torah say Kamo? Why does the Torah say Kamo? Or what? It comes to include something else. So what? Even if it doesn't have the similarity completely of both aspects, it's only similar to it. The fact that the Baal Chai is also included in this of Shas. That's the same question you asked just before.
No.
My memory is that good.
No, it's even worse. Don't say Chamol, say only a foot. If Shom would teach me Chamol, before I said, say Shom, Chamol, or foot, and up. But tell me, if you tell me that the whole purpose, oh, I don't need it. I don't need it except teaching me birds. Teach me birds.
So you've expanded on your question.
Yeah.
You've strengthened your question. Okay. So let me see my Shana Dobasa. Maybe we'll try and work out answers. He also got a new cook on his book, on his question, that he's not just asking when he comes to say Bechol, just say, don't say Chol, say. But he's saying, when the Torah says Chamoy, Chamoy just comes on the iPhone. Why did they say come on? Should say
yeah.
So you can have that question you can answer. You should be able to answer that based on the Gemara. You should be able to answer it. Yossi Benjamin should be able to answer this question. Why did they say come on? It doesn't say Ophis. Why did they say show your Ophis? Show a Nesha. Ophis is a generic term. Why did they say come on?
Yeah.
No. Stop. If you don't know the answer, I'm going to tell you the answer. Stop. You have to learn the Gemara
again.
Oh, very good. No, you should know the answer. The Torah wants to be
birds. You can't answer the teaching me birds then.
What?
It's not teaching me birds. How? Oh, as well?
Yes. Yeah,
sure. As well as Rika and yeah, birds?
Because sure. it tells me Kamoi means a donkey. And it's coming to include all other Ophis. Say that. At the end of the day, the Torah used the word Chamoy to say something which was not Dafka a Chamoy, rather in Shabbos regards all Bari Chaim. Shoy Chamoy together teaches all Bari Chaim.
I used it already. Before, and Dafka ago, we had a case where we wanted to use a puzzle for something. And the Gemara says, you can't do it because it's being used by the community.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
Words.
No, it's not the same because here we've also got the whole behemoth quote, something, a rear booty ready. It's not the same. Okay, so what are we holding?
Let them do insects in their time.
Or to work with them on Shabbos? Yes. If you want to work with the fishermen. Okay, so that is, so one more Rashi, Ribuyu, we said, call it a ribuy, loy medrash betlal on prat, and it's not a drosha of klal prat. It's a ribuy. The rule is klala pratiklal is only Malbec and the Prat. But ribuy, mir to ribuy, is Malbec. So here's a ribuy, comes to be Malbec, everything, all types of animals, birds, and the like. Okay, we haven't had the chance to finish the whole log, so we have to finish on Sunday. I just want to show you a very sweet thing that I just saw. And this saw on Pasha's Kerah. It says, when Yitzhak Kerah, when Yitzhak and Kosma Levi. So it doesn't say Yaakov. His whole history of Kerah, Yichus of Kerah, but doesn't say Yaakov. So the question is, why Rashi already says that Yaakov davened, that his name shouldn't be mentioned in the Machlokes of Kerah? So what's a big deal? If his name is mentioned. What's the big deal if his name is mentioned or not? We know who the father of Levi was, right? We know his father of Levi was Yaakov. So whether it's not mentioned or not, why it's a big deal? And then they, we know Kerb was the great grandson of Yaakov. So what's the whole big deal of whether his name is mentioned or not? So one shot given by Hassan Seif. One child given is that the way a child behaves is based on the chinuch he receives. That's why we find that the daughter of a kohen, if she does nus, The way a child behaves is based on the chiluk. It's based on the way the father's behavior is mashpia on the children. So Yaakov wanted to be pointing out here, make sure it's clear that this behavior of Kiryat has got no shaykhs to me, the chiluk. The chiluk of Kiryat, the behavior of Kiryat is not based on the chiluk at all. That's one shaykh here. But the difficulty on that is, I can't say it's got anything to do with the chiluk of Levi. Levi, to be mapped on my mum on the culture, we're talking about Levi, shaykh, to say to Yossi's ready, trying to say, is it a chas v'sholim to say that maybe one of the shifty kol, to have a shlacha on the chinuch of the child to tell about because gom of kura, not mistaven. So, a pshat has soul. So this is an interesting pshat, but I have a what's the good name? It's chasid shesefa. Chasid shesefa. Says that we know that any sheker is only misguided if there's an element of emissary. Sheker can't be misguided as total sheker. For instance, we see all the religions, so to speak, are all based on the Torah, because those are the only ones that can survive. You need to have some element of emissary, based on your Old Testament, move on to a new one, has to have some type of element of emissary in order to be able to move on to keep the sheker going. The total sheker, it collapsed. We know Titin Emes Yaakov, Yaakov is Emes. So Yaakov said, I don't want my name to be mentioned here. I don't want there to be any element of Emes in the Machlekes of Kerr. There is no element of Emes in the Machlekes of Kerr, and that's why Kol Machlekes Shul Kerr Vadosai in Mischa Emes. The Machlekes of Kerr can't have any cure to it. Machlekes of Isham means Hillel and Mischa and Besa Emes. Machlekes of Kerach and Adosoi has no kiyum whatsoever. Why? Because there's no emes in it at all. Like it says, I once heard this word that says, Machlekes b'shamay b'shilel is miskayim. Kerach and Adosoi is not miskayim. Doesn't say Kerach and Moshe is not miskayim. Kerach and Adosoi. Because in the Machlekes b'shamay b'shilel, the method stood stalled in it. In Kerach and Adosoi, there was no other tzad. It was Kerach and Adosoi, and that's it. There was no other tzad whatsoever. Yaakov didn't want his name mentioned, not to give any element of emes in it. And Yaakov symbolizes emes. No element of emes in this. Mameda, he is the machlekes wouldn't be miskayim. And that's the story, the etzim of all the gdolim. All the gdolim. We know that Tamid Chachamim Marvim Sholeim Ba'olam. The avoda of our gdolim, of our gdolim, of the Tamid Chachamim is Marvim Sholeim. Yaakov saw this machlekes here. He didn't want any machlekes. This should not have any kiyum whatsoever. Take my name, man. I don't want to be mentioned. I don't want any element of emes mentioned in here. Remember, the met the machlekes wasn't a sky. The chasimsemes was different. What's why yikach kaya? What's why yikach? He took. What did he take? So Rashi said he took himself. Not because outside. What does it mean? So. The Chassidim says he's sorry that the person how he's named is a mashpia on how he behaves. And Kiryach is mentioned in one of the Alufi Kiryach by Esau. And his name was named after one of the Rishoyim. And that Kiryach, that Kiryach is what took him and made him into the Rosh that he became. Chassidim said how important is a person to name his kids after Tzadikim, Chassidim, not to be named after his son. So that's a good difference. Okay, got two for the price of one.
Thank you for that.
Have a good Shabbos, which you did. Have a good Shabbos to you.
I'm going to say Chazara this, and it also
says three.